Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. Actually, episode 88. Yes, we're getting up there. And that's for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. So we've got a couple of 24s in front of us, January 24th, 2024. And as usual, this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in momentarily. The title of today's show is Tyrants and Tyranny, American Style. Let me say that again. Tyrants and Tyranny, American Style. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidden of these very concepts. And we know that because we talk about it every week on this show and how many other shows. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a personal friend of mine. And a big kudos to Luca Maggio, who did his show yesterday. And it was all about thanking Rick and Annie for their long presence online and the good they have done. So again, I appreciate Luca doing a great show in memory of Rick. All right, this show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, as I said, but what I want to tell people out there is there are other networks that also carry this show. That's PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. These are all great platforms. So here he goes again. If you're considering helping these platforms to stay online or to expand, the best thing you can do is donate. And a lot of you do. And you donate a few bucks here and maybe a few more there. And you do it when you can on a semi-regular basis. And that is fine. Believe me, it is. What it doesn't allow any of these platforms to do is build a budget because they don't know the next time you're going to do that. So what I suggest, and I suggest every week, is that you take, I don't know, a guess or an average of what you donate to any one of these platforms over the course of a year, divided by 12. If that's, I don't know, you do $120 over the course of a year, there's 12 months, that's $10 a month. So the next time you go in to make a donation, click that button that says, make this a monthly reoccurring donation, and put that $10 in there. Now, you haven't spent any more than you usually do, but what you have done is given each one of these platforms a solid reason to go out and give you bigger, badder, better, faster, because they know every single month that money is going to be in their account. Again, it's not paying in more than you usually do, although I strongly suggest if you can, please do. These are great platforms. But what it is doing is giving them the ability to know what their budget is on a monthly basis, which allows them, here he goes again, to give you bigger, better, badder, faster. Hello, Steve. Have I got this wrong? And I ask you that every week.
No, there's nothing wrong with your monologue.
Okay. Except it's mono, right? Okay. Anyway. What I need to get into today is a topic that really, really, really bothers me. So let me get through the rest of this intro as quickly as possible because I have a lot of ground to cover today. All right. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship, exclusion. Okay, and that is the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. As I have said before, come in and say what you know needs to be said. Also, a link to any references used for this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to any and all pertinent data contained within these show or this show. Okay, I will always state that the message I bring to you, here we go. I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. What I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. I don't have time today to beat that up. I will next week, I promise. Just remember, it's not their course of action we are depending on knowledge of. It's our course of action. We know what the hell they're doing. What are we doing as a unified citizenry? What are we doing, people? That's the problem. Nobody knows. Nobody's made the plans. How about we sit down and start doing some planning? Again, we're talking future shows, and yes, I will be going into that in the very near future. Okay, so again, the title of today's show is Tyrants and Tyranny, American Style. And that is not an easy title to make. It really isn't. Because I grew up in a country that was land of the free and the home of the brave. And when I went around the world, a majority of the cases, not always, people were jealous because I was an American and I was in their country and I was special. This is the way I grew up and started my career in the early 80s, late 70s. Yeah, I'm talking about the 1980s and 70s. Okay? So this is the way America was back then. This is the way we were looked at back then. This is the way we thought of ourselves in most cases back then. And then we fast forward to today. What defines America today? Is it freedom? Is it a standard of living? Is it liberty? Is it opportunity? Or is that all imagined? All five are correct, people. And let me say them again. What defines America today? Is it freedom? Is it a standard of liberty? Is it of living? Is it liberty? Is it opportunity? Or is it all imagined? All five are put into our faces on a regular basis as correct. Now, the last one where I said, or is it all imagined, may not be in everybody's face, but anybody listening to this, it is. Today, considering entities like the global elite or our very own deep state, the questions are more in line with what have our masters convinced or propagandized us of. Look around you today, people. Look at all of the great shows on Annie's network, all these other networks on RBN. Listen to these people talking to you. And understand the propaganda coming from our government to we the people is only seen in the prelude or the workup to massive tyranny or war. Did you hear what I just said? The type of tyranny we are seeing from our government is usually the prefix to either massive national tyranny or war. And I'm going to tell you right now, neither one of those is off the table right now. Neither one of them. And you live in America. So what defines America again? Let's say that again. Is it freedom? Is it a standard of living? Is it liberty? Is it opportunity? Or have we all been propagandized to believe that that all still exists? Because if you think it does, you better listen to the rest of the show. Okay. All right. So let's do one thing that usually tends to make people a little bit upset because you're talking about their country. And I understand that. I really do. When you talk bad about America, do you think I want to talk bad about America? Do you think that makes me happy? It puts a big smile on my face? Anybody who thinks that's a moron. If that was the case, I wouldn't be doing this show or the two other shows I do every week. I wouldn't. So to put this into more of a focused thought, what I'm about to present blatantly displays the tyranny and buried or hidden agendas we are facing without our knowledge or our consent. Wait a minute. Constitutional Republic run by we the people. Yet the amount of tyranny and behind the scenes goings-ons that are happening in America today, as well as the rest of the world, but in America today, without our knowledge or consent. After all, why would they want the consent of those they're in the process of eliminating? Did y'all hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? Huh? What I am about to present blatantly displays the tyranny and buried or hidden agendas we are facing without knowledge or consent. After all, why would they want consent from those they were in the process of eliminating? No, I'm not joking. We've been talking about this for a decade. And it's knocking on your front door, people. It's not a guess. It's happening right now. Today we are told, and we're going to get into some specifics that are going to make people uncomfortable, and I don't give a damn. Because if it takes you being uncomfortable to get you off your butt to do something before this country collapses into an ash heap, then that's exactly what I'll do. Listen to me. Today we are told it is now mandatory for infant children to receive COVID jabs before attending preschool, daycare, or any type of constant public exposure. These are infant children who must now receive COVID jabs. If you respond to that with the fact that respiratory viruses, coronaviruses, the flu, are rarely, if ever, very bothersome for children, especially very young children, with basically only a minimum impact, mostly like a non-symptomatic experience. Yet you are told, when you ask them about that, you are told it's not so much for the children that we vaccinate them as it is for the adults they will come in contact with who may be infected by said child. Did you hear what I just said? Because I'm going to take that right down the crapper. And that's not a joke. Okay? To me, this is so bad, it's insane. You are told it is not so much for the children that we are vaccinating them as for the adults they will come into contact with who may be infected by said child who may be carrying COVID. So if we vaccinate them, we don't have to worry about them. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. The COVID jab, we now know, cannot keep you from getting COVID. It cannot keep your body from storing COVID. It cannot keep you from shedding or giving someone else COVID. Yet your infant children must take the most deadly jab in history so they can't get or pass on COVID. Wait, what? We know for a fact it can't keep your body from getting it. We know for a fact it can't keep your body from storing it. We know for a fact you can still shed it. As a matter of fact, the super shedders in the world today are the fully vaccinated. But you're going to take your children and you're going to tell them they have to take this. They don't have any choice. This is the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used widespread on humanity, with some estimating well over 5 billion being fully vaccinated. So, with what I just said, okay, your child, in order to keep from shedding to anybody else, needs to get vaccinated, even though that vaccine can't keep them from getting it, can't keep their body from storing it, and can't keep them from shedding it. So you're giving them something. Well, let me continue a little bit. I'll get into that. So should we all just forget about or ignore brain aneurysms, blood clots in the heart, myocarditis, sterility, and how much more that we will put our children through, and all for a vaccine? Not. It's not a vaccine, and we'll go over that soon. All for a vaccine that cannot do what it's required to do to make it mandatory. Wait, what? I just made a deadly, could be deadly vaccine mandatory for infant children so that they couldn't give it to adults. Yet we know for a fact that anybody who has those shots is a super spreader. So you are going to put my child in massive danger to try and stop something with a pharmaceutical product that we know can't stop it. Does Roger sound angry? How many children are being put on the altar of sacrifice today? And how many of you are raising your voice to it? Because everything I just told you is factual. Everything you just heard is factual. And any one of you that takes your kid out to get another COVID vaccine, don't listen to this show anymore. You're a freaking moron. And you obviously do not love your children. I told you this show was going to be in your face. I'm not kidding. I have children. I have grandchildren. And to me, children are the most precious thing on this planet. Right now, we are destroying our children. And it is sanctioned by the very government you pretend to be loyal to, or you say you're loyal to. Yeah. So, let's continue on. All right? So, should we all... I'm going to come back to that in a little bit, because that's something I wrote down to state, but I think I need to build the show a little bit more first. So let's go to, and why would you give a known killer farmer product that cannot keep you from getting COVID, that cannot keep your body from storing COVID, and can't keep you from shedding COVID, listen to me, to our active military under threat of termination if they did not comply? Again, why? Why would you force them to take something that can't do what you're forcing them to take it for? And ends up being more deadly to them than the COVID they could get, which is basically the flu. Why would you do this to our military? Unless you are trying to intentionally harm or defang the U.S. military. And anybody out there who doesn't see that, you're an idiot. You don't pull this stuff. I spent 8 years in the military and 22 years working for the military industrial complex. I know the importance of the military. And now I know a lot of the treasonous actions that have been taken by those who run the military, but that's not my point. Why would you do this COVID thing at all unless you are trying to intentionally harm or defang the U.S. military? Wait a minute. Isn't what Roger just said treason? But how many times have you heard me say you cannot have global governance until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees? And if you're sporting the biggest, most active, and quickest to maneuver and whatever military on the planet, the most modern, the most well-equipped, wouldn't, if you were going to take America to her knees and make her an example to the rest of the planet, wouldn't you pretty much have to, I don't know, knock the U.S. military down a few pegs? Stop and think about what they did to the U.S. military. They knew how bad these jabs were. They knew how many side effects, dangerous and deadly, they had. They knew they were not effective in the three fashions I've already described. This was all known prior to mandating all of our military get it or else. How the hell come you people can't see the tyranny I can see? How the hell come you people can't see the treason I can see? If you don't knock the U.S. military to its knees, you don't knock America to its knees. But they sure did a hell of a job, didn't they? Right about now, they have done such a good job that the United States is not only considering, but I believe they're about to make it a practice. Those coming across the border, even those coming across illegally, will be asked if they want to work towards their citizenship by becoming a member of the U.S. military. When you have screwed the American people over so badly that they won't even join your military anymore, and now you're willing to take people who came across your border illegally from across the entire world, including China, Russia, and other places we don't like. You're going to not only let them across the border, which you have been doing to the tune of over 6 million so far on Joe Bob's watch. You're not only doing that, but now you're going to tell us that you're going to put them in the military. Could you imagine anything worse than that? How many of these are sent here as agents of foreign nations to help take America to her knees? I'm not the only one who thinks this, and I'm not the first one who thought of this, but I'm adding that to the coronavirus, the COVID shots, the story we are telling today. Only this story doesn't have a good ending, and this story is 100% true. Yeah. How about a steadily increasing number of unexplained deaths rising globally at an alarming rate, and it's well into the millions. And it is in the vaccinated. Should I continue? Because I can. I could put enough in this spot right now to fill this entire show and more, much more. And that's just the tyranny being committed. What I brought to you was an opening to the show so I could explain to you a basic level of what is in your face and mine. Anyone who does not believe that deep state and global elite preparations have been underway for well over a decade, and I would state maybe even over a generation, anybody who thinks this all happened 2 or 3 years ago hasn't been doing much research. How many of you have heard of an elitist plan to take the global population to under 500 million in harmony with nature? And for everybody who just guessed, yeah, you're right. What is this? Yeah, it's the Georgia Guidestones. And this was a globalist elite monument, basically. But now, all of a sudden, we are seeing rising unexplained deaths, and they are rising at a very quick rate all across the planet. We know we just gave a pharmaceutical product for the first time to an entire planet in one shot. We know all of this has happened. Okay? Why were the Georgia Guidestones destroyed? They were destroyed because they're just a little bit too blatant for the message they carried today. And they had to be eliminated. And they were. They were blown up in the middle of the night, and all of the pieces were taken away. Anybody who doesn't believe that this wasn't the deep state elite doing exactly what they knew they should do. But anyway. How about a coronavirus that isn't deadly to just about 99% of the population? I'm not joking. It isn't. We know that the guy who runs one of the biggest tech companies out there has stated that this isn't a really, really bad pandemic. It isn't. It's basically in the elderly or the sickly. But it doesn't really affect most others. But that's not what we were told. We were told this was the most deadly disease you have ever seen. Yeah. How about a coronavirus that isn't deadly to just about 95% of the population, but is used to mandate a vaccine? No, it's not a vaccine. That has been found to be far more deadly than the targeted illness to 99% of the population. This includes a massive increase in infertility or sterility among those taking the jab, as well as the additional fallout that we already discussed. This is not a joke, people. None of this is. And we have a government that tried to hide, listen to me, over 1,200 dangerous or deadly side effects from you and me for 75 years. What? Why? This, along with the massive government-sponsored or ordered censorship, including shadow banning, deletion or hiding of search engines, and we can expect something along this line whenever we are bold enough to publish the blatant truth. Yeah, no tyranny here, right? After all, this is all about the Great Reset. Great for who? Who the hell is this supposed to be great for? But until recently, who was the voice, the front man for this tyranny and treason against we the people? Who was the science? How about the recently retired NIAID chief, Anthony Fauci, who just happened to be the highest paid government employee with a salary well above $400,000 a year? The guy whose department funded, listen to me, gain of function research in Wuhan, China. And in my opinion, is America's biggest and most damaging traitor slash liar, making even Benedict Arnold seem like a patriot in comparison. What we are looking at from Anthony Fauci is the commencement of the destruction of America, the intended destruction of America. You cannot have global governance unless you take the cowboys of the world to their knees first. How many times have you heard me say that? If that is the case, that puts Anthony Fauci as the chief of NIAID as one of the most dangerous people on the planet. And that's not hard to prove in a lot of cases. But he's going to Congress. And let's see what they can draw from him. And he actually has made his first visit, and we'll be talking about that after the break. So what do you think? An in-depth discussion questioning of Fauci under oath and a few serious congressmen would sound like. We do have reports from several of the participants, and what Fauci said ain't good. So let's rock this by bringing in today's related show an article, which is basically by Marianne DeMasi. And the title of her article is Did Fauci Slip While Under Oath? And when we get back from the break, we will go into this and we will find out exactly what was presented to Congress via the gentleman who is responsible for more of this than anybody. Steve, you there?
Yeah, did I just hear you call Anthony Fauci a gentleman?
Well, you know, there's got to be a little bit of comedy in every routine.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I got my laughter, too. All right, my friend, anything you would like to say before we go to break?
Can I get to wear the white hat if I'm a cowboy, or do I got
I would purposely dye any hat anybody gave you that isn't white and give it to you. Yes.
All right. That's good. We'll be back in 1 minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody. Look, We all know that today the hardest thing to do is to find the truth. And that's really, really not a good thing to have to say in what's supposed to be a constitutional republic, in what is supposed to be of, by, and for the people. But this is the truth, okay? Today, what we are seeing in America is a total collapse from what we were taught. And I'm going to be 70 years old in a couple of months, what we were taught in grade school. If I look back then and I look at the governance I'm under today and I see what's happening globally, the last thing you're going to convince me of is that everybody in Washington, D.C. has our best interest at heart. Any one of you who think that, you're an idiot. And no, I don't apologize for that because it's absolutely true. We are seeing our government, and I don't know how many of them are on a paycheck, but our government, okay, especially our Congress, especially our senators, especially, you know, those who are work for the government and have been there for a long time, these people all have an agenda that doesn't seem to fit you and me very well anymore. And this is America. Do I ever, ever, ever in the past think I would ever have to say something like that to this audience? No, I didn't. I knew things weren't good. But I didn't know just how bad. What we're talking about right now, people, is the absolute destruction and elimination of America to the point where it doesn't exist and where what it stood for doesn't exist, because what we will end up with is about 500 to 1,000 people, basically slaves for the elites. Not a joke. That is what we were intended. That's what the Georgia Guidestones said, and why they had to be destroyed. And they were. Gee, about a year and a half into COVID. Imagine that. So the article we're going to go over today is, again, did Fauci slip while under oath? Now, again, that's just, did he slip? Or as my friend and I were talking about during the break, can he even tell the truth? Ever. So let's go into what Marianne has to say.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
Before you do that, I've got a question.
Absolutely.
A year and a half ago, when they destroyed the Georgia Guidestones, do you think it was the scenario that you were talking about, or do you think maybe it was, oh, we need to get rid of these before everyone in the world finds out?
I think it's a little bit – I really do think that When these stones were destroyed, they were destroyed because they had too much that related to what was going on or what would be happening. So I think it's a little bit of what you said and a little bit of what I said.
Okay.
I think it could go in either direction. I do. But let's put it to the audience this way. They knew that they were an embarrassment to them at this point, and they needed to go. There was no reason. Those were not hit. They were blown up. So stop and think about that, people. All right, let's get into the second half of this show. And again, did Fauci slip while under oath? All right. This week, former NIAID Director Anthony Fauci endured a two-day grilling under oath by members of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. It was the first time Fauci faced lawmakers since he stepped down from government duties on December 2022. Let me ask all of you out there, this is Roger, not the article, why the hell do you think that once this just started to slide off of the front burner, Fauci went away from government employment? Do you think maybe he's aware, and maybe that's what he's facing now, that everything that went on, we had the ability to question and we would? This guy left the government in December 2022. So, all right, just a little bit over a year ago. On the one hand, there was excitement that Fauci would be compelled to answer questions, okay, about policy decisions he made irrevocably changed millions of lives. Okay, That's what they're saying. We bring him into court, at least he can answer questions on that. On the other hand, Democrats are accusing Republican committee members of politicizing the greatest public health crisis of our time for their own partisan gain. This is Roger coming in here. They are telling us that the Republicans are only doing this for their own personal gain. And why are they bothering us after we're just coming back off of what was the worst public health issue in forever, except that we're finding out it wasn't, except that we're finding out most of the people we were told had COVID never did, except that we're finding out those that were forced to take the vaccine globally are now the sickest people on the planet, except that we're finding out. And I could go on saying that for a very long time. Yeah. Ohio Republican Brad Wenstrup, a physician and chair of the subcommittee, said he wanted to press Fauci on questions about the origins of SARS-CoV-2 and how to manage future pandemics. This is what the guy who runs this committee said he wanted from Fauci. Wenstrup's committee had been investigating Fauci and other government officials over whether they actively suppressed information about a possible lab leak and if they conspired to push the alternate theory that SARS-CoV-2 had a natural origin. So we start to see the tyranny seeping out way back then. It was a closed door hearing, the one we're talking about, the one now, today, okay, these days, over the last couple of days. It was a closed door hearing. So this summary is conditional with much of the commentary surrounding Fauci's testimony being relayed to the public by members of the committee. In other words, a lot of what you're hearing from me here and from this author came from those who were in the meeting. Because we won't find out the transcript until sometime after this is completed. And it's not. There's still a couple more days of him talking about in front of this committee. After the first day of questioning, Wenstrup and Fauci said Fauci couldn't remember key details of the pandemic, responding to questions with, "I do not recall" or "I do not remember." Now, Fauci was asked a bunch of questions that may have been incriminating or pointed the finger towards him. It says that he answered to a crap load of those questions, "I do not recall" or "I don't remember." And it was not the first time that Fauci developed acute amnesia under oath. Stanford professor, and I can't even pronounce this guy's last name, pointed out on X that Fauci answered, "I don't recall," approximately 174 times during his deposition in the free speech lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden. 174 times, "I don't remember." In the congressional hearing that he was in front of very recently, it says well over 100 times. And it says over 100 times or so, meaning it could approach 200 times. This is a day and a half of speaking. And let's average it out to 150s, "I don't know" or "I don't remember." This is the highest paid employee or was in the U.S. government, and 174 times when being questioned, or maybe even 200 times because I don't have an exact number, his answer was, "I do not recall" or "I do not remember." It was not the first time that Fauci developed, again, acute amnesia under oath. 174 times. And that was a different situation. Yeah, that was in the free speech lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden. Fauci admitted the theory that SARS-CoV-2 was engineered and accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan was credible, reportedly telling lawmakers that it was not a conspiracy theory. This was Fauci. SARS-CoV-2 was engineered and accidentally released. And he's saying it's not a conspiracy theory. This markedly contrasted with Fauci's public comments and those of the academics who worked with Fauci to suppress discussion of a topic for a possible lab leak, and famously published a condemnation of such discourse in The Lancet. So in other words, all you have to do is hold your breath and wait 10 seconds and he'll change his mind and he'll change his word. Wenstrup says Fauci defended his previous Senate testimony in which he denied the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, funded gain-of-function GOF research in Wuhan, China. Yeah. In fact, Wenstrup said Fauci played semantics with the definition of gain-of-function to avoid admitting his agency, in fact, funded that research, and they did. How many of you think Fauci's a liar? How many of you think if you get paid enough, you could be a good liar too? Yeah. U.S. journalist Emily Cope, and that's K-O-P-P, was quick to post on X that NIAID had quietly changed the definition of gain of function on its website. NIAID scrubbed the definition of gain-of-function research overnight, Cop wrote. The change was made when grant reports made it unambiguous that Fauci funded research to make coronaviruses more dangerous in Wuhan, including research that increased the viral load, listen to me, by 10,000 times. Fauci, who said he never did this, funded dangerous research in Wuhan labs, yeah, that increased the viral load by 10,000 times. This is the people who worked for you. This is a person who was so high up in our government. He earned 1.5 to almost 2 times what our president earns. Notably, Richard H. Ebright, professor of chemistry and chemical biology at Rutgers University, pointed out that NIAID had never published the correct definition on its website. He called out the deception, saying Fauci was knowingly, willfully, and brazenly untruthful. Gee, does that surprise anybody that Roger just said that? Because it sure as the hell doesn't surprise me. He published a correct authoritative definition of gain-of-function research and wrote that Fauci had repeatedly and flagrantly violated U.S. government policies at the time by funding the dangerous research. Can I read that to you again? This guy, this expert, Ebright, states, okay, he published the correct authoritative definition of gain-of-function research and wrote that Fauci had repeatedly and flagrantly violated U.S. government policies at the time by funding dangerous research. In other words, Fauci was doing something totally illegal. Let me ask you a question. Has anybody even talked about bringing this guy up on charges? Anybody? Fauci has often displayed a tremendous relationship with the truth. Excuse me. I apologize. I read that too quick. Again, this is an article. Fauci has often displayed tenuous relationship with the truth, regularly flip-flopping on health policies, prompting Senator Rand Paul to accuse Fauci of blatant duplicity. Now, I got to tell you something. I'm a big fan of his dad, and I became more and more of a fan of his son. Yeah. Over the years, I have. And for him to step up and throw this in his face, to throw this into Fauci's face, really, really puts a huge smile on my face. It does. So anyway, I want to go back just a little bit here. Okay. Let's start with this. Fauci has often displayed a tenuous relationship with the truth. Dumb. Regularly flip-flopping on health policy. All right? This week, Senator Paul told Fox News the one thing that is consistent about Anthony Fauci is that what he says in private is largely true. What he says in public is largely a lie. During the hearing, Fauci also admitted there was no scientific basis for socially distancing 6 feet apart and reported that said rule just sort of appeared. How many of you remember back then when this guy was on every single radio and TV station, when he was standing in the Oval Office at the podium over and over again, telling us how we needed to social distance? But now he says in front of Congress, there was no scientific basis for this. He is the guy that was making the rules. If he knew there was no basis for this, why didn't he stop it? Why? He knew for a fact the damage it would cause. He has stated so in several other places. But yet, he allowed it to continue. It was this very policy that kept U.S. children from attending school, in some cases for over a year. You have given American children a very, very cold slap upside the head when it comes to their educational progression. And how many of those children were vaccinated? Do you remember the first half of this show? How many of those children were vaccinated? To add insult to injury, Fauci told lawmakers he was not convinced that closing schools resulted in learning deficits for children. Did you hear what I just said? To add insult to injury, Fauci told lawmakers who were questioning him he was not convinced that closing schools resulted in learning deficits for children. That's like saying taking water away from people won't cause them to die of thirst. Are you freaking kidding me? This was the highest paid scholar in this country for years. But in September of 2022, the U.S. government released data showing that reading scores among 9-year-olds had plummeted to their lowest point in 30 years since the pandemic, with math scores fell for the first time in a half a century. So first off, he's telling you he didn't have nothing to do with locking us all down. Bull crap. He sure to hell did. And the second thing is we've got our own government releasing information showing us exactly how bad this harmed our children. The 6 feet rule was also the basis for closing or disrupting businesses, religious services, weddings, funerals, and forcing people to watch their loved ones die over Zoom. When asked about vaccine mandates, Fauci admitted to urging American universities to adopt them, despite acknowledging that broad implementation of the policy would increase long-term vaccine hesitancy. This is happening in America. If I was 20 years old and I was reading this, let me keep going. Credentialed scientists warned that mandates would diminish public trust, result in job losses, and increase mental illnesses and other collateral damage. But public health officials stuck their heads in the sand. Worse than that, Fauci, together with former NIH director Collins, planned a devastating takedown of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration in 2020 because they were critical of the government's lockdown policy. Perhaps one of the more egregious admissions with Fauci's failure to review grant proposals before signing off on them, and apparently said he was unaware of whether NIAID had conducted any oversight of the foreign laboratories the agency funded. I'm not reading it. I'm just taking it for granted. I'm just signing it. Don't say I should have known, because I didn't read it and I don't. The highest paid government employee in this country. Given that Fauci, and I'm reading this now, I didn't know this was the last paragraph, but it is. Given that Fauci was the highest paid public servant exiting government service with a yearly income of roughly $481,000, many are left wondering if he will be held accountable for his colossal failings. But there is something that may put a smile on your face. Fauci has agreed to a public hearing, which has been scheduled for later this year. So there will be a point in time where Fauci will sit in front of the TV cameras in Congress and be asked questions. Now, there is no doubt in my mind, and Steve, I'm sure there's no doubt in your mind, that the 147 I don't know or I don't remembers that we got over the last day and a half is going to be exceeded easily when Congress is asking him questions in front of the American people. Wouldn't you say 174 I don't knows or I can't remembers is going to be a very small number? Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
How many times does it take to say I don't remember to find out if you're lying or not?
Well, the thing of it is, when you've got somebody who is the highest paid scientist in the country, U.S. government paid, in the country, you would expect that a majority of what happens under his watch are things that he considered carefully and have some memory of. If you can say 174 times in one sitting, I don't know or I don't remember, you ain't got no brains left.
But that's just silly, Roger. They would never lie to us.
Okay, but they counted. It was 174, and in this last one, he said 100 or so, meaning it was at a minimum 100. It could have been as high as 200. That's two different hearings he was in front of. In both cases, a majority of what came out of his mouth in response to questions being asked, legitimate questions, was, I don't know or I don't remember. Anybody who has any faith in somebody who is the highest paid government employee in the country and cannot remember anything from 2 or 3 years ago, we're in trouble, Steve. We're in serious trouble. Either that, or this is much worse tyranny than even I have guessed.
Indeed.
What do you think?
Indeed.
That's it? Just indeed?
That's it. Yep.
All right, my friend, I got to tell you something. I never thought that I would wake up in a country like this today. I never thought I would. I never thought that all of this was going to happen in less than 3 years. But then everybody listen to what I'm about to say. I started doing this almost 15 years ago. A lot of what I'm seeing and talking about today had its – I saw glimmers of that 10, 12, 15 years ago. I saw the sovereignty of nations across the planet in danger. I saw vaccines out of control, and I saw them being pushed across the planet at a level I'd never seen before. I also knew that vaccine damage was being hidden on a regular basis from a vast majority of people, because that is the cha-ching for all of your big drug companies. So if they can't sell their vaccines, they lose a massive amount of their monies. So for someone like me who constantly tells you the dangers of vaccines, I have to be stifled. I have to be shut up. I have to be shadow banned. I have to start my own website and do my own shows. Otherwise, nobody will hear me.
Hey, Roger.
This is exactly what. Yes.
Wasn't there a a show back in the 80s called Bizarro World or something like that?
Yes. Yes, there was. Yeah. Does that remind you of anything?
Sure. You can go back to the 60s. There was
you know what Bizarro World is, right? Bizarro World is where the Superman came from, the Bizarro World Superman.
Right, but in the 60s, there was the Twilight Zone, too.
Oh, that was my favorite show. Rod Sterling. Hello?
Yeah, I remember lots of shows.
Oh, God.
Lots of those.
Yep. All right. And for everybody listening, again, we come back to this. All right. We are looking at things that are happening in this country that shouldn't be allowed to happen in any country. We are looking at our sovereignty being undermined. We are looking at our economy being intentionally trashed. We are looking at our borders being left intentionally open. We are looking at our children's education being intentionally trashed. We are looking at our college-age children being turned against us. We are looking at how many more would you like me to go through? Everything I just told you is an exact truth. Everything. And this is America, people. It's the America you live in today. What the hell are you doing about any of this? What are you leaving for your children? If you don't take anything I said away from this discussion today or this show today, take that. What the hell are you leaving for your children? Because if they succeed in what they want to do, there will be less than 500 million human beings left on this freaking planet, and they will all be run by a global elitist. And where will your children be? Where? Tell me. So you go ahead and you sit back and you do absolutely nothing because you don't want to get in trouble, because you don't want any attention on you. And the next time one of your kids comes in and gives you a kiss on the cheek and says, Mommy or Daddy, I love you, don't you dare look at them and say, I love you too. Because this world is in the worst predicament it has ever been in since the Great Flood. And if we don't get off our dead butts and do something, it ain't going to get better, people. We know how this story ends. And it isn't good for any of us. 8.5 billion down to 500 million. That means 8 billion of us, just like the Georgia Guidestones, have to go. What have I got wrong, Steve?
Nothing. Nothing that I can see.
Yeah. Anything else to say? Because shows like this, they upset me to the point where when I'm done with the show, all I want to do is smack myself around.
Could you fry an egg on your forehead?
Oh, God, yes. Easily. And I'm the type of guy who likes to shave his head. Because I'm bald, I'm not. So I could fry an egg on my head. Yeah, I'm bald.
Well,
and I'm not bald. I have a full head of hair.
That's a good job, then. You did a good job.
Well, I don't have to spend a lot of time on my hair if I shave it all off.
Right, right.
All right, so how much time we got left?
Just listen a minute here.
Okay, listen to me, everybody. Everything that I've said today, I've said with a lot of angst and anger. Why? Because it's right in your face. And the guy who has caused more problems globally for this population, global population, than any single human being I know of, or the guy who was listened to far more than any, this Anthony Fauci guy, tell me. Any of you believe this guy will spend one day in prison, and he is already responsible for tens of millions of deaths?
Right.
Not a joke.
Right. I about a month back, I made a post and put it on Facebook, and it said, "If you trust government, I don't trust you." There is nothing personal.
I love it. I'm going to plagiarize that.
It's just you do zero research.
That's a fact. It is. All right. Well, I guess that's about it. And I would like to thank everybody for listening. And next week, believe it or not, we're going to come up with something totally different because Steve and I, over the next week, are putting a show together we are both going to do together. And we will give that to you this time next week. And Steven, I'm really looking forward to this.
Okie dokie. Till next time, folks.